This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
A pause now for beer. Something in a nice, refreshing microbrew, perhaps. You've probably noticed there are a lot more beer choices now in bars than package stores. The craft brewing scene is well documented. But there's an untold story in the recent explosion of nano breweries, far tinier even than microbreweries. And yet these beer startups, if you will, are becoming a way to turn a hobby into a living, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York.
It's a typically busy Friday night at the downtown bar Jimmy's Number 43. Owner Jimmy Carbone curates a menu serious drinkers love with rare beers from around the world. But right now, he's drinking one from just across the river.
It's just right on. It's like, this is what I want to drink.
It's a pale ale from Queens-based Rockaway Brewing Company. It's a nano brewery, meaning they make only a few kegs at a time. Carbone loves to serve beer from these very tiny area brewers. When he can, that is. They don't make much, and it sells fast. He tapped his keg last night and says it'll be empty by tomorrow. I asked him about other nano brewers he likes.
A good example is that there's a guy, Paul, can't pronounce his last name. He definitely makes some of the weirdest beer out there.
It's pronounced DeLugokensky, and his Long Island brewery is called Blind Bat. I caught up with them selling beer at a farmer's market.
Long Island Potato Stout is an extra dry Irish stout. I add Long Island potatoes, organic, honey and basil ale.
Nano Brewers' small scale gives them extreme freedom to experiment, and drinkers covet DeLugokensky's creations. He sold every last bottle well before the market closed. Industry numbers show craft brewers overall have captured nearly 10% of the American beer market. The growing thirst for better beer is opening an opportunity for talented home brewers to try going pro through nano brewing.
With more demand right now than supply for craft beer, it's a great way to fill a niche that many people are looking for on the local beer level.
Julia Herz is with the Brewers Association. The craft beer trade group knows of hundreds of breweries operating at nano scale, to say nothing of those which are off the radar.
Okay, so open up the lock here.
After leaving the farmer's market, DeLugokensky gave me a tour of the tiny brewery in his cramped garage. It doesn't take long. He's got more buyers than beer, but he's not yet making enough money to quit his day job in publishing. That makes for a grueling schedule.
I'll get up early around 4:30 in the morning. I'll do some brewery stuff, and I'll hop in the shower, get cleaned up, go to the day job in an office.
Plus, he works nights and weekends, brewing and delivering the beer himself. Working at the nano brewery scale means less risk. He didn't have to raise the mid-six-figure sum it would take to launch a microbrewery. He was able to get going for a bit more than $40,000.
It's a really good way to prove yourself, and I've been approached by a number of people who are interested in investing.
DeLugokensky is lining up financing for a $450,000 expansion. Beyond local sellers, Whole Foods has asked for his beer. Many nano brewers with business ambition look up to Dogfish Head. At its Delaware brewery, forklifts move pallets of kegs and bottles roll down the line. It'll all add up to more than 400,000 kegs of beer next year. But it started in 1995 on a brewing system too small to make one keg.
We were nano before nano was cool. The term nano didn't exist yet.
Sam Calagione is Dogfish Head's founder.
The nano brewers are really like the diehard small entrepreneurial companies that make the craft brewing industry so interesting and exciting right now.
We've got an ESB and we've got a stout that just came on tap today.
The black is on tap.
That excitement drew Sarah and Tim Marlin to the Queens Industrial Building that houses Rockaway Brewing. They've never heard of nano brewing, but they love the beer.
It's very rich. It's delicious.
And just like that, two more fans. Co-founder Ethan Long puts a Jimmy Cliff record on the turntable and pours a freshly tapped stout. His business partner Marcus Burnett says the song is kind of fitting.
It's a good theme song for our brewery. You get what you really want.
Why is that?
Because you just got to work really hard and get what you want. You succeed at last.
And nano brewing just might be the path to bigger things. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.